And she was just so real with
it. It was
her,
a valid question. Yeah.
Yeah, shame. She only used to see her ex once a month.
Yeah.
Vic Mensa. That's why I call him Vic Periods.
Oh!
Mensa once a month. Mensa,
oh,
a.k.a.
The Vic
Periods.
Yeah.
Because now, a.k.a.
Drop this.
I went to a bottle store without a mask today.
Oh, great.
Felt like such a gangster.
Oh, they allowed you in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But isn't the rule that you can go around without a mask?
Outdoors.
Like outdoors only.
Oh, is it only outdoors?
Yes. Maybe they just...
So you're still
like...
gangster.
I felt like such a rebel.
No one really cares these days, eh?
Hey, bro.
You walk, especially establishments like that sell alcohol, even though they're not sitting, just walk in. Like, no one cares now, bro.
Yeah, and the churches are... The churches are open again.
They've been open.
Is it?
Churches have been open.
Yeah, I need to go to church, man.
For me, they've been closed since I was five.
I must take you to the one in Alex. I go to the ZCC in Alex.
Oh, yeah. I grew up close to a ZCC.
Is it?
Yeah, like my place. Literally, when we moved in 91, Foslo, there were not really many houses and I could see, like, when the guys... jump and stuff, and I could hear them. What's that song? I used to know all the songs from a distance.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go to ZCC.
Yeah.
And you know, in this show, we love tea. You love the tea.
Yeah, so
they got all the tea, bro.
Yeah. So, but you've never been though, like once.
I have once. Mm. I have once. Mm. I have once.
So you know, like Ayate, Khotong.
Not really. I was like 7 when I went there with one of my friends from the street, Pasega.
Mm.
We went there. His father was like a big guy there
wearing,
you know, there's like the big guys who wear the green.
Yes, yes.
Two-piece suits.
Yes.
With the gold stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been there.
I was meant to be one of those guys. You know that?
How?
Yeah. But they told me I have to stop drinking. I'm like, hey, chief.
Oh, yeah. You can't drink.
Oh, so you couldn't, you can't wear uniform if you drink?
No, you can't. You can't.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. Even my hair, I have to cut my hair before I go back. They don't allow dreads and stuff.
Oh, flip, for real?
Yeah.
Why?
Just wear the cap. Know. Oh, it's part
of
the uniform.
I get the alcohol.
Yeah. So they were like, I must stop drinking. I'm like,
oh. But don't you have to go up the ranks? Aren't you supposed to? Because there's these young guys who wear like the brown jackets and the khakis,
yes.
And then they've got like bracelets that make a noise, so when they jump, it's got like, because the one with the tie is like the bass,
yeah,
and the one with the things bracelets is like the tweeters, like when they land,
yeah.
So you go up those ranks. No, I know, the church like very well.
Yeah,
you go up the ranks, bro. Yeah.
Now I was gonna start off with the brown.
So yeah, start with the brown.
Yes,
but you don't have. Cool. You must not drink, even just.
Yeah. So like now I'm a freelancer. I just go there when I need to, and then leave. Ooh. You know,
it's a powerful church. A lot of people that I know who are not. Like, you know, Bedi or from Limpopo, essentially, who have joined it in a time where they needed, like, help with something.
Yes,
maybe they couldn't find a job, or a family member was bewitching them and stuff, or, you know, they were in bad health. And when they got there, they actually, a lot of people get help from that church.
It's powerful. You must go to Moria.
Church, bro.
Moria! Woo! Aya! It's like heaven on earth, bro.
I heard.
Oh,
when you
beautiful.
Get there, you can feel the energy.
The energy.
No bad vibes. No new friends.
No. There's a school there. There's a gas station. You can sleep anywhere. Like, bro, it's like heaven on earth, bro.
It's what I love about that church. You remember during level 5 lockdown?
Yeah.
Lekhanyane was like, oh, it's fine. We're going to stop Moria. And like, that's the biggest... convergence of people, a gathering. There's like millions of people, right? And they make so much money. But he was like, no, look, yo, there's a virus, you know, we want to protect our people. They're not about money.
Nah.
They're not about the money. And they help so much. Like, so they pay school fees, you know, they've got schools, they build like schools. It's an amazing church with an amazing leader.
They got a SIM card now.
Ooh, they got a SIM card.
Yeah, I think they bid with the what's that, Time Bank?
Oh yes, I know Time Bank. They also like involved, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
See what can happen when church leaders are sober, you know, like and just care for people. And the guy's probably filthy rich, but it's not about that life, you know. Like when churches need to close, it closes. It. He's not gonna argue with someone. Wonderful, wonderful.
Anyway, and back. Oh my goodness! Big shout out to every single person that came out to Polokwane. Oh my word! Oh my word!
Yo.
Hey,
movie.
Ghost lady, you missed out.
I did.
Best brunch ever.
Ever.
Shout out to all the DJs. Hey, Saul was on fire. Playing some exclusive knows. I'm like, which one?
It's not even exclusive. Y'all just don't listen to albums. You know, you get the single. Not even exclusive. They're all Shazamable. They're out there. They released.
Nice.
Yeah.
How was your Polokwane experience, man? I enjoyed it.
Oh, it was fun, man. It was fun.
My friends came out. Bobo Tiro, Livum Disho were there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had Mudisha, Tiro there, Catmaster, there. It was amazing, man. Like, beginning with the brunch, you know, shout out to Dineo Ranaka.
Yeah.
She was incredible. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, you know, I enjoyed my set. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was on stage. It's like people were surprised. Like, Dineo was surprised. I don't know what she was expecting.
Yeah.
No, she came out and like, give me the mic.
Wow.
And then she started doing that, winding out, you know, the whole vibe. Yeah, you know what I mean? And got on.
Yeah,
and I see Ken Master, he comes on stage. I don't know. So I realized later. So he comes on stage. He's looking at the decks. He's looking behind. You know what I mean? So I realized later. I think he thought I was playing a mixtape or something. Now he's checking if my RCAs are connected and everything. There's no phantom channel. That's got me running up, but there's no music coming out, you know? So that's when you know you're rocked, you know, when DJs come through to confirm, you know, because they're thinking, yo, you know, he's playing so amazing.
Real?
He's mixing so incredible, the techniques, the song selection. I'm like, okay. So we had fun, man. After party was great. Aya killed it.
Yeah.
Mac killed it.
Yeah.
It was incredible, man. It was too much fun. Afterwards, the boys were rock and rollers. Like, girls are running around looking for these guys, you know?
Hey, these things are superstars.
Whoa! Yo, the things I saw there.
I thought you guys were the superstars, but clearly.
Nah.
Abanbon.
Yo, no way.
Sevapora, in fact.
Yo.
We're chilling, sleeping. Yeah. People knock on my door. Goom. Yo, dog, they have condoms. I'm like, hey, bro, nothing, bro. I'm alone here cuddling myself. Leave me the fuck. You know what I mean? These guys are rock stars.
It's my nap
man.
Time.
Yeah, but shout out to everybody that made it happen. Shout out to Pumla. Shout out to Jay. Jason, events team. Where should we take it next? Where are we going to next? Where do you want to go? It can't be Cape Town. We've done Cape Town. We've done Durban. We've done Polokwane now. Because whenever we do something in Joburg or Polokwane, people get mad.
What a Durban brunch?
That was before your time.
Oh, before. Okay.
Before your time, yeah.
Oh, then.
Then this is a new time. Let's redo it.
Obviously, we'll do Durban July.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah.
So are we definitely doing Durban July?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but we need our own brunch.
Okay.
So, okay, chillers must let us know. We'll do a poll.
Okay.
They must let us know where to go to next.
Let's do Durban July.
Neo says Bloom.
Bloom, ne?
Bloom.
Bloom. Let's do Bloom. I like Bloom. What's the logistics of having a marquee? Maybe we could like have our own marquee.
Imagine.
So we start with a brunch in our marquee with all the chillers, right? And afterwards, it's our party with all the chillers and we book some of our friends.
This is how it starts. You know, this is how the scammers start, bro. Just now, some chiller says, hey, I've got a marquee. Went up in Laz.
Then you guys drive to Mlaz.
Dog, yeah, I've got a marquee. Hey, come.
Nobody attend.
Then all he's going to say is, sorry, marquee. When he fucking scams us and there's no marquee and shit is intense because we would be in a tent. Fuck that shit. True, right?
Anyway.
But we must look into that.
Yeah. So we'll put up a poll. Chillers will let us know where they want us to go next.
Yeah.
Did you check out Young, Rich and African?
I watched four episodes
wow,
of
that's
that
a
thing.
Lot, bro.
You know what? I'm not the target market, bro. Because I ask a lot of questions. Like, these people are in a mall, but there's no one in the mall. It's just them, right? They're in a restaurant, And there's no one in the restaurant, it's just them. They're in the gym and the gym's all smoky, like it's a Stony ad from 1995, and you're gonna see guys in rollerblades. You know, and it's just them in the gym. So it's just, it's so scripted, but I know the target market watches it and gets engulfed in the story and they love it.
Yeah, because my woman loves it.
That's what I mean. The target market loves it. They don't go, "Hi, man, why is it empty here?"
Ghost Lady, what did you think of it as a woman?
It was well done. You see, like, here it is on Netflix. Perfect, well created.
Yes.
It's just perfection.
Production amazing.
Yeah, production is just on par.
More than anything, I think they made, sorry to cut you off, Ghost Lady, they made SA look really, really dope, because most people only see, like, you know, the starving kids with the flies. They never see the beautiful side of SA.
True. Even like a rent club, when they were, they didn't show them driving to the rent club, Kanyimba's party, because it's in town. It's in the, it's surrounded by town, and you know how town is. And they didn't show that, but that's what they do, right? It's one of those shows that's like these housewives of Atlanta or whatever, and they never really show the hood or the bad side of that. They show what they want to show, and you're right, it's well done. It's up to international standards as far as that kind of content.
And you just also just see Africans all from all over the continent just together, vibing, looking good. It was also nice. I just loved it. For that,
I like Nadia. Like, I've never really known her.
No, Nadia's a vibe.
She's such a vibe. She's such a real person. Like, so real, down to earth, fun, genuine. I remember when she got to the rent club and told Kanye, like, "Why are you having this thing here? It looks like some old apartheid."
Yes. You know?
It does. A rent club. Landlords, some rich Barry Hadzock and them used to meet there, you know what I mean? Old boys club kind of thing. So I was, and she was just so real with
it. Was
her,
a valid question. Yeah.
Shame. She only used to see her ex once a month.
Yeah.
Vic Mensa. That's why I call him Vic Periods.
Oh!
Mensa once a month. Manta, Manta, aka
the big
period. Because now, aka.
Drop this.
Love Nadia. I'm glad she went. I mean, you can't see a person once a month. What is that?
Wait. Vic Wanzani.
Vic Mensa. I've said this before.
You have.
But
you have.
But now it's fun because now she literally sees him once a month.
And it's period.
Period.
Stop.
Shit, man. Did you hear Netflix is pumping 900 million?
I heard that.
For who?
Here's the article.
Locally created content.
Netflix, at the 4th annual investor conference in Sandton, led by President Ramaphosa, revealed that it plans to invest 900 million in local content production over a period of 2 years, and that's in film and TV shows. Local partners to Netflix includes production houses such as Quizzical Pictures, Burnt Onion, and others. Mm. Netflix says over the last 5 years, they have invested about 2 billion rands. Jeez, that's a lot of money, bro. Time to whip out that old hard drive, eh?
Yeah.
Let's shoot this documentary, man.
We really need to.
I mean, I just need 10% of the 900 million. I'm good.
That's it.
How much? 10%?
90 million. 90 million.
Is too much. I just need 9%.
You need
1%. I just need
9%.
Yeah, 1%.
1%.
So 9 million.
Hey, but dude, I don't know, there's so much money in TV, bro.
I've always known,
but when you actually, like, deep dive, there's a shitload of money in TV, bro.
Advertising, man.
It's not even with Netflix. It's subscriptions with them.
Subscription, actually, with Netflix.
Yeah, because think about it. How many subscribers do they have all over the world? How much is Netflix?
How many subscribers?
No, millions. A subscription. Two something.
50 rands.
180.
99 rands.
99 rands, the cheapest, right? Yeah. 158.
That's
HD with like few. Yeah, you know what I mean? Now imagine how many subscribers they have.
And now they're actually going to, you're going to be charged for every, if you share your password. That's another thing that's going around.
They're starting that in America. They're trialing that.
Yeah.
No, more tenants.
I'm not even talking about Netflix, dog. I'm talking about, like, production houses. Like, I heard someone told me that, what's this, The River? they got 100 million from DSTV.
Oh, shit. So you're talking about just TV?
Yeah, like production.
Oh, it is, bro. That's a lot. Because to make good TV costs a lot.
Sure.
To make good
and
TV.
And we live in this HD world now. We want perfection, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it, if we had like 50 million to spend just on the podcast. Imagine the shit we could do.
Yeah.
You when our mean? Quality improved and we do here so on the well podcast. The
limited, sorry?
No, I'm just saying, even when our quality improved, you saw, like, obviously we just used to have one camera, but when we improved and had the Melligan gang, you know, it was like,
yes, you see, and that's
it
money.
Got a lot of people saying, wow, and now I'm actually, this is worth watching.
Yes,
I want to engage in this.
Because you see, like, the growth and the quality improves just like that. So,
but TV's you don't see me not sleeping when it comes the end of the month.
You don't see that.
Invoices, dog.
No, that's footage for Netflix. That's how you're going to get this 9 million.
All right, cool. Here we go. DOP, director of photography. How much do you think they get paid a month?
Director of photography?
DOP, yes. This is average.
In South Africa?
Yeah.
I think 30,000.
528,000.
A month?
On a permanent gig. This is a DOP, director, executive producer.
Ah, that's executive producer. Yeah. That's like the...
Oh, okay.
Sound mixer, that's Aya. How much do you think they get paid a day? Freelance.
Yo, bro, I can be at Megalo at 2 a.m. At 4 a.m. is going to be at work. So that check must be good.
Yeah.
Like that check, you don't want to miss an hour of it.
I don't 5, know,
80,000?
No, no, a day.
A day, I'd say 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, close, 2.2.
Yeah.
Is that standard?
For which production? That's low, though.
Is that low?
Yeah. Per day. Wow.
That's like very low.
What's the standard?
For like
10K.
A day.
So like if next time it's a sound guy.
It depends what kind of show it is. Mm. So those films are long, so you're probably going to charge 10K a day.
Mm.
Damn. So if I'm doing like the Champions League at Super Sport,
I don't know.
I'm asking for his job, but I don't know.
Anyway, na, so to me, listen, Gabi,
senior cameraman or woman, minimum 2,800 per day.
Mm. Yo,
is that correct? Low mesh, is it correct? 40 grand a month. Yeah, it's about a month. It's about where is it? A month is about 147. Oh no, it's about 15,000 to 20,000 per month. That's what it says here.
How much?
15,000 to 20,000 per month. It says senior cameraman, right?
Senior cameraman. Only.
Minimum 2.8 daily rates freelance.
Wow.
Permanent range from 147,000 to 20,000 per month.
Damn.
That's just camera guy. Assistant, it's 84,000 annually. Production manager, 228,000 per annum. Driver, 1.3 per day. So this is just all in production, man. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to produce content, bro.
Yeah. Why were the Uber drivers
striking?
They were striking because they're not happy. They're saying the e-hailing services, well, apps, are taking too much commission. But they all have different commission structures. And then also the fact that petrol keeps going up, but the prices keep going down or not going up, you know, correlating to the increases of petrol.
Yeah, Mo Africa has got an Uber, man. Why were you striking,
bro?
Were you part of the strike, Mo Africa?
But he's been striking. He's always here.
It never works.
He's currently on a strike right now.
Why were you niggas striking, dog?
Ooh. Nah, man. I don't have the whole intel of why they're striking, but it was with regards to the commission. Because basically what they do is Bolt takes 27% of the commission that these guys are working for, and Uber is taking 25%. And the prices are also low. So these guys, they're saying, because of this thing, they classify it as a partnership. So we should agree on the prices that they set.
Oh. Yes, because you're a partner.
Yeah. So and these guys are keeping the prices very low because they want to attract customers.
Oh.
But at the end of the day, it ends up killing the drivers and, you know, so.
Oh, but that makes sense though, man. That makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. But I think also because there's so many cars and there's cars, you know, entering into that space every day. And so it's also a supply and demand thing. If there's a million cars and 1,000 people are requesting, prices will always remain low, as opposed to it's supply and demand. So that's what I think. But also, it's only fair to increase the price when the petrol increases.
Of course.
You know? Like, I know InDriver, their commission is 9%.
Whoa.
You know, and other apps, you're talking about 25-27%.
That's a lot.
And yeah, when it increases, they don't know. They just see it increase. They never get asked, or it's just...
And it's not only the petrol you got to worry about. Tires.
Maintaining the car, bro. It's a lot. You know what I mean? So it's understandable. And it's not like the guys are asking for meter taxi rates.
Yes,
you know, like, yes, normally it'll cost me like 120 to get here. So there was a strike. I used the meter guy.
Yeah.
Old Camry.
Yeah.
Charged me 300
Camry,
bucks.
Camry, they were still around.
Camry, bro. In meter taxis that are around. Charged me, I'm like, whoa. You know, it was fighting. You know what I mean? And the guys are not asking for that. They're just asking for something. They want to see what they work for, you know?
Even the Uber Eats guys. Yeah,
they
were striking as well.
No, I don't think those ones were striking, because there was a strike, so no one was allowed outside or to work.
Oh.
So that there's no, everyone must be home.
Oh.
So that we get listened to.
Oh, I see.
I hope they reach, you know, because they sent their memorandums and stuff. I hope they reach an agreement.
Oh, shit, I forgot to ask you when we were talking about the Netflix thing.
Yeah.
Who do you think loves gossip more, guys or girls?
Guys.
Nah.
Niggas love gossip.
Nah.
Niggas love gossip.
Yeah.
Hey, like, niggas love gossip,
no,
bro.
You guys just pretend like you don't.
I mean, I love gossip, bro.
Hey, like, me too,
me,
man.
I love gossip. No shame. I love gossip. It's nice. You did what? They even up the ass. How many niggas? For a bracelet? For a Rolex? What? Yeah. What? Oh shit, you took out a substance? Like, oh, damn, tell me more. Alright, where you going? Alright. I love gossip, bro. I fucks with that shit. I won't lie, bro. Niggas love gossip.
Hey, man, we love it, eh? Does Mnaka love gossip?
He does.
No way.
In fact, sometimes, you know what, sometimes he would even remind me of the things I've told him about people. I'm like, I told you that. No, she doesn't do that no more. I know. I'm like, damn it.
Nah, niggas
love
it.
It's like, oh, yo, sometimes I regret actually telling him stuff.
Like, every time when I go home and I want to get some, baby, come tell him gozi.
Now niggas love gossip. Oh, shit.
Finally, I finally know what pushing P means. I watched Top Boy the other day.
Oh, Top Boy. I tried to get into that thing.
I'm going to try and get into Top Boy.
I tried.
Why? Why did it fail you?
I don't know. Like, it was like the first episode was just weird. And I love like British stuff. And yeah. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, I'll give it a shot again.
Yeah. But it's the same. It's the same, like, same storyline, different city, different
drug
actors,
guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Different language,
up, yes.
Different location, but same storyline.
I saw a trend.
Yeah, I saw a trend as well. And
when did it trend?
No, sometime during the week.
Well, it trended on Netflix and also on Twitter during the week. Apparently, because I saw someone saying, yo, that ending. It's an ending of a season.
Oh, because season 2 just came out, ne?
I think so.
Yeah, because I was catching up on season 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now I'm on season 2, episode 2, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking wicked, dog. It's dope. I like it.
So you love it?
Yeah, it's dope. It's the same storyline, but it's different from like a British... it's like a British version of Snowfall.
Mm.
Yes! Those are the vibes I'm getting.
Yeah, Harlem of what? That Harlem?
Godfather of Harlem.
Same shit.
Okay, that's based on a true story, though, but same shit, really.
Same shit,
guy comes from nothing. So it's you're recommending that?
Yeah, I'd say watch it if you got nothing else to watch.
Oh, okay.
And if you got a lot of time.
Yeah.
And you want to get addicted to something, watch the Formula One docu.
Oh.
Fucking hell.
Yeah?
Formula One.
Yeah?
Drive to Survive.
Yeah.
Yo, I think I'm a Formula One fan now. I've never watched a single race. I hate Formula One.
Yeah.
But that thing... The production is amazing, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's as if it's a movie, but it's a real race that happened, and you get into, like, you know, into the people's emotions and to realize that there's only 20 people drivers at any point in the world who are Formula One drivers. It's not like football or whatever. It's just, and these guys are hitting bends at 300 300 kilometers per hour. Some insane shit.
And the money that's just injected into this.
The money's crazy, guys. Bro. Like, they can literally, you're an amazing driver, but they'll be like, no, because you're not bringing sponsors. You don't have the money. Yo, bro, watch that thing. You're going to love Formula One. Guys, I love Formula One.
Are you guys talking about the hotel?
What?
No, listen to what they were saying. Listen to what they were saying. Please rewind that. I wish you could repeat what you were saying.
For real, it sounded like
the money injected into
the money injected, the skid marks and the pins.
And you're going in at 300
per hour. 300 per hour.
You're just hearing like prostitution.
I promise you, when this episode plays, listen to what you said again.
Wow.
And think of the hotel.
Wow.
It makes sense.
Check that thing out. But it's I think they were just trying to get people to love the sports, which I think they're doing. They're winning because it's got like 5 seasons or something, and like 10 episodes each. It's long, but it's that thing was brilliant, bro. I've been sleeping at like 3 a.m. They're watching that thing.
Going, I gotta watch it. What's it called?
Formula One: Drive to Survive.
You're hearing hump to survive.
He's saying hump to survive. Put your mind out the gutter, bro.
Okay,
now, from now on, I'm a Merck fan because of obviously Lewis Hamilton.
Like the Indian billionaire. It was easy.
Oh, there's an Indian billionaire there, right?
Yeah.
He used to own India Force, a team. And so he was in trouble because, like, because you need money.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you need money in Formula One. So he was taking, like, money and
oh my God.
His mind is in the gutter.
Okay,
so now they're showing him at home and whatnot in his mansion, in his office. And guess what he has on his table? This bad boy right here. And I was like, oh, you're famous.
I totally Where did you agree get that, bro? Myself.
I got that from, there's a shop, right? Kodak, it's a Photoshop. And they used to have it there. So when we were deciding to come to the studio from her house, obviously we needed some stuff there. And I was like, yo, I really like that. I've liked it for the longest time. Can you sell me this thing? And the guy kept on like, I've imported this thing. It's expensive. Whatever. But eventually I just got it from him.
Yeah, it's part of like your uniform, bro.
It literally is. Someone was like on Twitter, like, I'll pay top dollar for this. I'm like, this bad boy, it's sentimental. It's not going anywhere. And the day something happens on a podcast, we'll probably auction it off for like R1 million or something, you know? But it's not going anywhere. So yeah, man, watch that thing, bro.
No, I'll check it
out. So now I'm a fan of Merck and Haas, the American team, because of Kevin Magnussen. I love that guy. He's one of the drivers there. Incredible.
Is there racism in that sport?
Well, it's all about races, so yeah. They're all racist, technically. I haven't gotten to that part where Lewis Hamilton talks about his struggles, but there is classism. So there's a guy, Lance Stroll, Canadian billionaire, and he was pumping money into the Williams team, right? And if he invest in your team, his son drives.
Oh yes.
And happy sunny vibes.
Literally. Yeah. The guy just bought, like, everybody worked their way up. He just sponsors teams because money is everything there. The team with no money is the team with the worst car because you need money to engineer the car. And Lance Stroll's sons, then he went to a different thing.
It's Royal FM vibes, eh?
Yeah, then he went to bought a different team and super good drivers, but one had to fuck off because the billionaire is coming with the money and his son needs to drive. Crazy. Sure. So there's a lot of classism there because there was a guy, was it Carlos Sainz? No. It's Ocon. Yeah. So the guy is not good looking, but is an incredible driver. But if they need to give someone a chop, it's him because he's not even bringing drivers. And Lewis Hamilton said in one of the interviews that this guy is a super amazing driver. It's just bad that it's a game of money, right? And then obviously if you're black, there may be a sponsorship thing. It's the same thing I was saying. We need super big multinational black-owned companies to pump money into these places so that black people and black talent can thrive. So there is not like absolute racism, but there almost is. Even the treatment Lewis Hamilton gets. Like, how are you going to be compared to Max Verstappen when you've won like how many championships? Yeah. 6, 7, and the guy has won nothing.
Championships. Yeah, that's actually, you see his growth, his start, his beginnings.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen there. Yeah.
And how are you going to compare him to Lewis Hamilton, bro? You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's there. it's there. And I wasn't seeing a lot of black faces. So shout out to that South African guy. He made it to the Merck team. I think we spoke about
him
once.
Recently.
Yeah. So shout out to that guy, bro, because I didn't see a lot of black faces at all.
But you know, wherever there's white people, there's money.
Have
you seen even those 4x4s they drive, the Toyota ones?
Yeah.
They all have them for some weird reason.
Yeah.
Have you been inside them?
Yeah.
Yo, have you been? Do you know which 4x4s I'm talking about? The ones that every white person has, and it's always dirty when he comes back from the weekend.
Land Cruisers.
Yeah.
They're pricey. They're very pricey.
Have you been in there?
White people go guap, bro.
Have you been in there?
Yeah.
Bro, luxury.
They go guap.
Yeah.
It'll put the V-class to shame, dog.
The Fortune.
Guap.
Yeah.
They got like fucking jacuzzis, saunas in there, dog.
Am
I lying?
Guy will be like,
you know, when you
there's a button to press inside, then it becomes a chest. You know, those black people that come to the Kasi and lie to black people.
Yes, yo.
Like, yes, I've been long when. Why you got some ignorant black people out there? It's because of you blacks that lied to black people.
You're lying to the nation, dog.
No, I wanted to say they have a charger, but I realized almost cause they have charges. So I'm like, okay. What can I say?
They have cup holders. That's a big deal for you. A charger
anyway,
and a cup holder.
Back to Top Boy. So pushing P means money. So pushing P is like getting money. Mm-hmm. So we're pushing me. We're pushing P. Where are my P's? Let's get some P. Yeah, that's what
some
it means.
Pennies, what?
Yeah, derived from pennies, I assume.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Pounds.
But yeah.
Well, pounds. Yeah. Also, pounds. Yeah. So, pounds.
But I love the way they speak, man. When they greet each other like Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Yes.
Yeah. In it.
Yeah, yeah. That's supposed to be, isn't it, right? Or something like that.
What?
In it.
In it, yeah.
Yeah. Just,
I'm coming back as in a bit.
Yeah, in a jiffy sometimes.
Yeah. It's dope, man.
It's crazy, man.
Who do you think would be a good gangster between me and you?
Me.
No way.
I'd be the cool animated gangster, you know, like the nice, funny guy, but very dangerous guy, you know? I'd be a cool gangster.
Fuck out of here, dog.
I'd be a cool gangster.
You know, every gangster needs to hide at some point.
Yeah.
So be out here tweeting ways.
I'm not hiding shit. Yeah, but come find me, motherfucker. I'm here. My location is on. Meet me outside, nigga.
No, so you're too visible. Like, we see you.
What do you feel about Bricks coming out, bro?
Served his time. I mean, it's still, you know, a horrific thing he did, but the man served his time. And who am I if the law says his time was this, his time is that, and he's out. If he's out on parole, the legal, you know, we always say let justice run its course, and it has, I believe. So, yeah, still messed up thing, to, you know, to rape someone who you're supposed to be their custodian and guardian at home. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. But it's justice. It's a justice system is out, and is out fairly. So that's how I feel about it. Mm. I feel like people have been given chances before who came out, and that's the whole point. It's a rehabilitation thing, right? Mm-hmm. And if he's rehabilitated, then he must be given a fair chance at life. So he must come out, do what he wants to do, and not hide or whatever. So yeah, that's how I feel about it.
And you, Ghost Lady?
For me, I just feel like it's the people that are close to him that can, you know, it's their opinions that matter. We can say whatever.
Oh yeah.
So it's really the family. Now it's up to the family. Now they maybe if they forgive and they receive him, there's nothing more we can do. You know, we can bash him. We can whatever. Nah, it's just. But it's sad. Yeah.
Can we do an interview with him?
He'll come down on us like a ton of bricks if we do it, I think. But I mean, like, after what
he doesn't deserve it. He just, you caught it now. I caught it
immediately,
yeah,
right?
Like, it immediately. I was just like,
I didn't say the man's
not
name.
Not right now, so.
Yeah, not
right
now,
so. It's not the time.
That's not the time. Nah, man.
Nah.
They got bricks in the Land Rover as well, did I tell you?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What? To stop you, we're going to skip him.
Shit. But we're the epitome of second chances, dog.
We are, right? And like I said, I mean, so if we interviewed Joop Joop and he went in and came out, right? So should we wait for Briggs to drop a hit and become famous again and be accepted by the public before we can interview him? So I say, let's interview him.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I say.
I just say, nah, I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care for.
Yeah. You don't.
You are, yeah?
I say.
I think we should, first of all, I agree with so, and he should have served a longer sentence,
yes,
for what it did, because that's terrible.
It's terrible.
Rape is a serious thing, mm-hmm. and the justice system goes against women a lot,
mm-hmm.
and that should have been the biggest example that was supposed to be made.
Mm-hmm.
I say we must not interview him.
Yeah,
but why are we trying to be God, dog? We've got a platform here. Though. Where we don't judge anybody, and anybody's welcome to tell their story. So
that's his opinion, though.
I think we should wait a while.
Wait like a while. Oh, okay. What are we waiting for?
And then like, we're trying to see if he's really rehabilitated.
Are we waiting for Umoja Cholana?
No.
For him?
And then we're waiting to see if he's really a changed man. He's rehabilitated from prison.
I don't
prison.
Think he would have come out if he's not a changed man.
There's a lot of people that act for parole.
Is it parole or is it like sentence done? That's the thing. Because if it's parole, it means then the legal system says he's rehabilitated.
Mm.
No, it's parole. He's not done with the sentence.
Mm. Mm.
So.
Okay, let's ask the chillers.
He's not going to violate his parole. So if we wait, I doubt he's going to violate his parole.
No, it's fine. Let's ask the chillers. We work for the chillers, okay?
Yeah, we work.
If they want us to interview the Briggs, we'll interview him.
Yeah.
How's
yes,
that?
We'll interview him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let us know, chillers. If you want us to drop a brick in the comments section.
Hey. No time for these jokes, man.
Oh, speaking about shows, man, I was chatting to.
And now the comments will look like you are building something. Eh?
We're gonna go back with the Steiners there. Watching the comments. We'll see. Is there brick emoji?
There is.
Oh gosh.
They are coming.
What was I saying, man? Oh, I was saying.
That are fucked up, man.
Hey, laughing like a ballet.
Hey, tell us what's been happening, man. Hey, fuck it, man.
No, guys, going back to like gossip, right? So it went down. It's the City Girl streets.
That was wild.
Oof. The City Girl streets are flaming. I just want to go into this Musa Kawula's tweet.
Yeah.
That so it is between Ino and Tebogo.
Again, round two.
Ino Morolong.
So it started here, guys. Ino Morolong alleges Tebogo Tobejan sleeps with multiple men without a condom and she's jealous of Faith Getsy, right?
Whoa.
Next, Ino alleges Tebogo has been with a president.
Whoa.
She even had a threesome with one of her friends and the friend was boring. Okay.
Wow. Oh. Which president is this?
So
I don't know.
And Tebogo should be on I Blew It after she misspent the 1 million she got from one of her daddies. Another one, Ino alleges also that Tebogo is empty inside and she doesn't even have time to check her kids' schoolwork. And Tebogo also, his house is a Boos
Haze. Whoa.
Okay. Another one.
Boos Haze.
She said also she wanted to pepper spray Tebogo Tobejan for taking out her substance in front of her people. Okay, I don't know. And then that she is ashy. Another
substance
one.
Isn't like drugs.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. I guess substance. Okay. It was the inverted commas. Mm. And also was friends with her because of her connections, and Tebogo is an easy girl to fuck, and she's a how much girl. That's just
damn.
Yeah. What so there was a live girls? Basically. Yeah, and it just started there.
Apparently, the start Tebogo was with her man. Tebogo was there. It was like a public thing. They were chilling, maybe with other people as well, eating or whatever. And Tebogo called her an old slag
or old rag.
An old rag, yes. They were called, I think, in an old rag. So Ino went on this rant on her live, Instagram live, and said all those things.
Yeah, but it sounds deeper than that, bro.
Let's call Debo.
Oh. It's so distasteful.
Yeah.
And this is the stuff that we're trying to.
Hello.
Yeah, Stando Sam.
To tell us about, like, all the fights.
Hello.
Yo, Stando Sam.
Hello.
Yo, can you hear me?
Hello.
Tebuko, can you hear me? Mic check, 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yo, Tebuko, can you hear me?
Tebuko.
Hello. Let's try calling her again.
Ino said a lot of things, man. Yeah. Crazy, right? Like, I thought they were friends. Like, what kind of friends, man? Look, I've had friendships end, but you don't go out and just make public all, like, you know, secrets, and if they are true.
If they are true.
Hey, man, friends can be sour, dog.
That's a fucked up move. Like, grow up, you know, like, you don't have to do that. And also, even her, she was accused of, oh, she said Tebogo is pimping girls. Like, when these men are.
She was accused of the same thing.
Right? And if, let's say it's true, someone takes out a bag of a drug in front of you and they're your best friend, surely then, they've done it before. And you probably maybe join them. Why are they so comfortable in doing this in front of you?
Exactly.
Think about it. Mm. And why? So what kind of person are you who fraternizes with people who do all these mean things that you
and
say?
And then later you want to change. Yeah, it's like, pretend like.
I'm always seen with Aya.
They do it and I don't.
Yes, and when we're done being friends, I tell all the evil things he does. But we're in the same industry.
Debza.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Tebuko.
Tebuko.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
It's the pouch. Remove the pouch.
Hey,
Tebuko.
Remove the pouch.
Well, should I try with another phone?
Are we calling via
try
internet? Or are you calling?
Via Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I'll try with my number as well.
Tebuko. Aye.
Can you feel all the niggas waiting for the gossip?
Oh, yes. Hey, niggas. It's coming.
Hey, Temsa.
Grab a beer. It's coming.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you, Stando Sam?
I'm fine, Mac G. What's popping?
Hey, Sol is here. Ghost Lady is here,
what's
man.
Up,
what's
love?
Going on? What's going on, Tebza? Hey, what's Ino saying, man?
How are you?
What did you say? I'm fine, guys. Guys, let me tell you something. The sad part is this. You know, you allow people, your friends, people in your house, and you don't know what their intentions are. Unfortunately, it has to get to here, which is something I didn't want to really address, but I know obviously everybody's probably been like, if you don't talk about it, I mean, I am on the podcast, if you don't talk about it, it's something that, you know, it's going to be like a big elephant in the room.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, is it better to say that I'm basically, everything that is possible, I'm a prostitute and I paint people and I am what evil I've heard I mean let's be realistic, can one person be all of that?
So there's no merit in what she's saying.
Every week it's somebody else. It's my turn this week.
Yeah
Hey, you know, every week it's someone else, but the thing is for me that unfortunately I'm a mom and my child goes to school and he's a teenager. And, you know, imagine as mothers and people have children and I'm trying to hustle, I'm living my life, whether or not what I do or what I do not do. That's what stressed me out. In this time of people committing suicide, my child having to maybe have to answer those kind of things to his friends. It's just that thing.
That's terrible.
It's like a whole thing. I'm going to take my child to therapy based on a human being that I had allowed in my space.
And where did this beef start from? Because it sounds very deep, man.
Yeah.
Well, it started after her surgery when the podcast came out.
Yeah.
And then after that, then she left me alone. I left her alone. I think everybody's been living their life. Then, I don't know, yesterday, out of nowhere.
Amen.
I even called and I was like, yo, what's up? Like, can you stop this? We used to be friends. Mm. And people don't have to be friends anymore, you know?
But which president did you sleep with?
Shut up, Mick G.
It's not the president of this network. I don't, we know that.
He can't
handle all that.
Yeah.
I mean, to a point where next time we go to a star, so banana can 91 million to move on to take it blow us.
Evan.
Oh yeah, she said you blew 1 million.
Yeah.
And a president.
I mean, it. You know, the fact that I can, she's seen 1 million in my house. That's what she's saying. I'm very high class. Hey.
Yo, look, really? Can't you do an episode with her on City Girls and just chop this up?
She can come on City Girls.
Once. It's the only way.
I invite her. I'm inviting. Once, see, I come on City Girls. I don't have a problem with that at all. She was supposed to come back to City Girls in any case to show us her results of the surgery.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's got a show now. She's doing well for herself, isn't she? So what's the problem? And what's better that she includes other people? She's including people like Faith, who... Like, there's no beef with me and Faith at all.
Yeah.
No, she just said you're jealous.
She included Baba. And how can I be jealous of what?
And then now,
including poor people like Babalaw, who's minding a business. What beef do I have with Babalaw? I have like, I'm one thing about me, I'm unproblematic. But I seem to always get attacked by these people. And most of them is people that I've helped.
Like, I'm thinking.
I was there with.
How have you helped her?
I was there for a lot of things. The thing is that me, I'm not a person who's going to try to blast people hate. I don't think it works for me on social media. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, hey, I helped her with this, she's this. I get it. Yeah, no, that's how, whether or not what I say or what I don't say, it's not going to make her stop.
Yeah.
She's on a tangent. I feel like one thing, though, is that we just need to say, as women, this is why we don't succeed in life. Why can't women support each other? Why can't women support each other? Why must we always listen to Helwane? And also these blogs. Why is it that every time, I mean, I'm on shows, I'm doing City Girls, I'm doing a lot of good shit.
Yeah.
But this is the only thing they want to report about?
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully you solve this,
fame,
man.
Fame is addictive. And I guess if you're a lonely person and you have the internet, this is what you're going to run to, because I guess there's no one else. Because this clearly is a clear example of the kind of person she is. I don't know who's going to trust her now.
Sure. You want to say something?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, she's been your friend for so long. Do you know where she gets the Nigerian accent from?
Maybe because I get again. I don't know. To be honest with you?
Yeah.
Let's ask to God. If she was generating it to me, she's blocked me every week. So why are you fighting with the person that you've blocked? Well, block her, you've got my number.
But it seemed like you triggered her somehow, because that's how it all started.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, I didn't.
Because she said you called her an old rag in front of her boyfriend.
Please.
She said you said you were pushing rags.
What?
You're pushing R's.
You're pushing
R's. I mean, you're pushing the vest, baby. I've seen her in person. I've seen that shit. I've been seeing that shit.
But I guess the only way for my reputation to kind of help my family and not put my family through such trauma, and my family knows her very well. So they know she was always at my house. That what I need to do is just maybe take the legal route. Because people do this to people and they get away with it. So that's my stance. I'm going to take the legal route and let's see how that goes. You know what I mean?
All right, cool, man. Thank you so much for taking...
I already sent her a letter. So let's see how that goes. But last week was Lumi. The week before that, it was Gigi. The week before that, it's someone else. I think we're starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah, no, thanks for taking our call.
Okay, sharp.
When are we dropping City Girls? Is it this weekend? I mean, this Friday?
No, we're not. So... the lady was supposed to get the gastric, she got flu, so we have to wait another week.
Okay, cool. No problem. All right, all the best, Debs.
Yeah, she's not well. Okay.
Sharp.
I'm holding up my head, but it's, let me tell you something. This shit is whack.
Hey, but
it's
shout whack. Out for you in Pulukwane. Hey, you're rocking on stage.
Oh,
I thought the stage was going to collapse.
I thought it was lit. I can't believe, guys, we slept. We didn't sleep.
We did
it. Leave straight up. And then I had to leave, fly out at 6 in the morning. Aye, aye, guys.
Remember Migalo? We created our own Migalo.
Oh, yeah, with Migalo. Hey.
Hey. I know who not.
I saw your stories, Debucho. I've been on the guy's case.
Alright, sure, man. Thank you so much, Debs. Yo, I've never heard her like that, man. She sounds like so hurt, man.
Yeah, of course.
This is someone who was her best friend. And she said something that makes sense. She said now no one is gonna trust her. And I feel like every time even when we interviewed her, and every time we interview these
Eva
Mudika. No one ever wants to own anything. Anything. Right?
That's where.
So now imagine.
Aya, it's the wildest thing.
Because this story came out literally hours after the Eva interview. So it's almost like, because obviously Eva made it like, no, everyone is good and you know nothing. But these were the kind of stories that, guys, what's going on? Do you trust one another and all?
No, when she said no one's going to trust her, you see, it's the reason why none of these girls own their shit. Because once you tell the truth of what happened, it needs to be when you're ready to leave the game. Because now, when you say, oh, yeah, blesses, you know, like the girls will go with the blesser with the highest highest bidder.
Yeah.
Because now, once you do that, then those contacts then go away from you. Those blesses, you lose those blesses, you lose that pulling power.
Yeah.
Clubs are like, oh, you telling people what happens here. We're not bringing you. So, oh, Saul, you tweeting about our shit. We're not bringing you to the next party.
Mm-hmm. But then why come on a platform like this and try glamorize that lifestyle?
Because they fame hungry. They dreams to be on the popcorn room or whatever, shade room. So it's, they just want to be on this big platform. And they think that is currency. To them, PR is currency. Mm.
All right, bro, can we stop interviewing City? Because they say the same shit, dog.
Hey, man, I was surprised. Like, yeah, I thought we stopped. That's why Tebuko's there to interview them and hopefully try bring out the stories because they got a lot of stories.
And my line goes, they say the same shit.
No, I agree.
It's Gucci this, Versace that, we give a fuck.
And it's Steve. You ask them, like, are they orgies with these guys? And it's Steve. Do people pay for sex in club? And it's Steve. Like, what's going on? Now we're hearing people sleeping with presidents.
You
people
know.
Getting a million rands.
Exactly. Ah, come
on. Presidents running out of loop. Maybe. And someone takes a ramai posse. Fucking hell, what's going on? We don't know, though. Anish Steve.
I pause it, dog.
Out of loop, dog. Cut it around my pause. Out of loop. Someone open the door, cut it around my pause.
Not for my body card, eh?
It's wild.
Hectic.
Wild.
Hectic.
President.
Bro.
Get to the president.
You know what I mean? Dog, if I'm fucking the president, I want everybody to know it, dog.
Dog.
What?
And you have to keep this shit secret because it comes with a check, I guess.
Ah,
and
fuck it. No more city girls. Aye, aye.
Maybe let's get the one that wants to talk.
Yeah.
We invite city
maybe
girls
Eno.
To talk.
Eno, maybe.
Ina's a talker.
Maybe she's
she'll tell
she's
us
out
what.
Now.
I don't
yeah,
think
maybe
so.
She's out.
Though.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah, it just seems like she always attacks, but it's never like.
And you know what's funny, dog? They all do this thing that they do in these drug series where they all try to go legit.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I'm out. And they put one in your head the day after. You know, they all want to go straight.
Start acting, presenting.
Yeah. Open up makeup, enterprises. Yeah, bro. Because that shit, you can't do it till you're 80, right?
Yeah, there's always a hotter girl.
There's always a hotter girl. Your time runs out. And also, you have kids, your kids
and
grow
that's how
up.
You're going to be pinned to be jealous of someone else who's younger. You see how Deborah, you're jealous of who? Faith Gates. So it's just, you'll be pinned with all these other people around.
Man, it's their bodies. They can do whatever they want to do.
No, true.
It's nothing illegal.
It is.
But just own it, dog.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, just you don't have to implicate other people, but your story, own your story.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, you know, like, Eva. She was here. I'm like, yeah, all hosts do drugs except for me. So we're like, oh, okay.
Everybody. Yeah. The celebrities.
Everybody, yeah, everybody. Yeah, not me, though. Eva, everybody. I'm not.
Dear Tiga.
Tiga.
Hey, Saul's rapping on everybody, man.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, big shout out to Saul. Uncle Vinny, man. He's nominated for a Kids' Choice Award.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, shout out Uncle Vinny.
Yeah, finally he's hanging out with his peers, yeah?
Yeah.
But for what?
Some people actually call him uncle now. And who's an uncle too. Shout out to him, man.
Let me check what he's nominated for. Something, influencer something.
Yeah, shout out to him. He's going to win it, definitely.
Do you think, look, before I say this, it's going to sound very insensitive. Very insensitive.
Insensitive, yeah.
Insensitive.
And I don't mean it in that way, but I'm just asking. So it's a curious question. I'm not implying anything. I'm not wishing anything on anybody.
Okay, good.
Do you think you'll make 30?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you will.
You reckon?
I think so.
I hope so.
Yo.
I don't see him, but we didn't see a lot of people, but I don't see him not making 30. Why do you think he may not?
Hey, he's moving fast, bro.
How?
But it's his time.
Fast, fast life.
No, but wait. Like, he's just a child star. I think you guys...
Like
you,
OTV
yourself.
Guys.
Yeah.
Your OTV guys were moving quite fast for their time.
Yo, bro, I was moving fast. From high school, I went straight to drinking with Oskiro.
That's too fast.
But you made it. Look at you.
You went to
I made it because I got fired at Y. So for like 7 years, I was taking a break.
So same thing.
So, but that's what I'm saying. If I didn't get fired, I don't think I was going to make it, bro.
His firing will come then. Or something. I don't know.
I'm telling you, being fired was the best thing that ever happened, dog. If I didn't get fired, I wasn't going to make it, dog.
That's good. That's
You're moving
good.
That fast, eh?
Ah, but new, boy.
Yo,
dog.
Hey. No, so
lifestyle.
Why do you think I got stomach lining and what?
Oh, yeah, he's got stomach problems. He takes pills for his stomach. Uncle Stomach.
He's nominated for the African Kid Influencer Award.
Shout out Uncle Vinny.
Cute.
Yeah, man. Shout out to also Skinny Smoo.
Skinny Smoo socks.
Yes.
Oh,
his socks are going to be in the Grammys. So when the part of the winning thing, the package you take home, yeah.
Shout out to him.
That is so
bro.
Dope.
Yeah, I'll
dope to
him.
Yeah, that
dope.
Is so lovely.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's like the party pack
the
that
party
everyone
pack.
Yeah,
gets.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's to him.
Part of the gifts, because I know those are one of the party packs that everyone looks forward to getting.
Yeah, and I think the Oscars, there's something, I think, I'm not too sure, but the Oscars as well. But how big is that, bro?
That's huge. That's international. That's huge.
That's
huge.
Money in that bag. There's stuff. There's cool things. I've heard, like,
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Anyway, and am I missing anything else, bro?
No, shout out to Tebogo for actually taking the legal route, which reminded me, like, what's going on with your roots, your legal battle with Amanda?
Oh, yeah! Because
she sued you sue her, Susan.
Fuck, yeah.
Everybody wants this suing fest, you know? What's happening with that, dog?
I think celebs just want to flex that they have lawyers, bro.
True, right? Wow. Like, that's it.
This ain't America, dog.
Man.
You're going to sue me.
Lawyers. Yeah, got a lawyer, right?
Let's call our lawyer so she can give us.
I pay that monthly fee. I think.
Oh, you know how I'm legal wise. You've got your legal wise.
When you steal sweets and
that's
shit.
Not wise. Yeah. That's not wise counsel. Legal counsel. who you call it?
It's with my
Tanya.
Bank.
My
your lawyer.
Yeah. Hey, Tanya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Everybody wants to know what's happening with Amanda DuPont. Hey, are we winning or not? When am I wearing the suit? When am I going to court, bro?
Hectic. Ooh. You know, it's not... unfortunately, it doesn't work like that all the time, you know?
Yeah.
But we're moving. As you know, the matter's currently... at court. So we are waiting because remember what I told you. So what happened was after you opened the case, right? Mm. We got back feedback from the investigating officer who just mentioned that the prosecution declined to prosecute without reason. Mm. Strange and eyebrow raising. So I went to find out from the prosecution why that happened. And basically, they did not have a reason for me, so we had to just escalate the matter with the senior prosecutor. So that's where the matter is. So that's where we are right now. Yeah,
it sounds like they're going to squash it. Can you hear?
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to squash it.
And no, she knows people in high places.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
Hey, Tanya.
We don't know. I can't say right now.
But not legally.
No, she does, bro.
Do you think even like...
ministers and shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, bro. I mean, why do you think they were so confident when they released those statements? I mean, everybody can see there's no case here.
Yeah, true.
But they were so confident.
Yes.
And they even leaked the statement.
But
because they knew. They got an ace up their sleeve.
And Makhashule, he's out.
I don't know. I don't know.
Makhashule's out. Makhashule.
I don't know.
Makhashule. Hey, Eric, don't fight.
I don't know.
Sorry, what are you saying, Tanya?
I don't know. No, I'm saying, I think, can we put a legend in somewhere there where you guys are saying these things that you're saying? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Insert allegedly.
Alleged. Alleged. We have so many. We're good now, right? Alleged. We're good. Happy.
All right, Tanya. Yeah. Thank you so much, right?
But she says, yeah.
No problem. But we're just waiting for feedback and we should have a way forward. I think maybe the next week or so from the senior prosecutor. But they can't just squash the matter and not give us reason because then that really is eyebrow raising. So. We'll see what happens.
And have you been getting some clients from the chillers? I've been promoting your practice or your company.
You're trying.
Is it? Let's try harder. Because you're the best thing that's ever happened.
She's
the best thing that's ever happened. Oh,
thank you. You must tell the chillers. No, the chillers are supportive, Shane. They really are. But, you know, like, I do my best where I can for people. So, chillers must keep coming.
All right, what's your website?
But I'm glad.
Website, everything, shout it out quickly.
All right, so if someone wants to get in touch, they can just pop us a mail on info@tmincorporated.co.za or they can send a WhatsApp or call on 068-279-6178 and we'll be there to help.
All right, I'll bill you for that next time someone sues me. Ne? Must remember this one.
You what?
That was a link there. That was a very long link. I'm going to bill you.
You said you'll bill me.
Yeah.
Hey, Meg, are you
pro bono.
My invoice?
Pro bono. You can't bill pro bono.
Pro bono.
You just wanted to like a legal term. I know this stuff.
Chef.
Sub
Judy K.
Pro bono.
Let me sound like plausible
deniability. No, plausible deniability.
Ghost lady, what else are you going to say, man?
Also, guys, on the tweet, No, they're my piano streets.
Yeah.
So we saw like a number of fights. We saw there's a CCTV footage of Young Stunner.
Young Stunner.
Fighting. Yeah. Did you see that? And well, there's no like sound. Yeah. So what do you guys think there was happening?
It's about a girl, man. It's gotta be about a girl.
Yeah, that definitely is about a girl.
Yeah.
And Young Stunner is short and he's trying to like act like But, you know, he's like hoping his friends hold him back, you know, the whole thing. Mm. And he's fighting with this guy, but they never really exchanged any blows. I'm pretty sure it's about a girl.
Fuck, why don't you guys tell me Jim is so nice, bro?
Jim.
Yeah, I went to Jim the other day.
Jim is nice.
Oh, bro. Hey, I feel good, man.
You beautiful. Go to
Jim. Mentally, like it helps. Hey, you feel so light and you feel like creative and like you can feel.
Okay, I want to know, which exercise machine were you on?
No, I've got a personal trainer. Remember the guy we had on Black Friday?
Okay, yes.
There's a personal trainer we had on Black Friday.
Oh, I remember.
Like
the vendor guy, right?
The vendor guy, yeah.
Yes, came with the vests.
MCZ.
Nah, it's a vendor guy.
Robbie.
Oh.
Hey.
For Robbie.
Hey.
I remember. Nice, what did you do, bro? You run?
No, I did like different sets.
Of what? Different sets like, of what?
Oh, man, there's one where you have to pick up the ball, release the stress.
Come on, bro.
I mean, like, fucking do this shit. Come on. No.
Yeah. Do it. It's my ass.
Show us.
And it started because when we're in Pulukan, you're like, hey, we've been drinking so much. You want to start exercising?
Yeah, I've been eating clean now.
So I'm like, actually, let me try it. Ah, fuck, bro. It's amazing.
Good, bro. Like, it's really good. You need to maintain your body. We maintain cars and everything else. We pay people to clean our houses, but we hardly clean our bodies.
But my thighs, I'm seeing flames right now.
Oh yeah. I'm in pain. When you go upstairs, hey, or downstairs, yeah. It's painful.
My back. Oh,
nah,
it's
a few days it'll go away. It'll yeah. Be fine,
no, that
beautiful.
Just means you must continue. Don't stop.
I
that's
feel
how you
sorry
get
for
the
my
pain.
Woman after the 6 week break thing. Who's a Carl?
Oh, God, you just had a kid. How many weeks are you on now?
4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
4 or 5.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
It's a color, yeah.
I'm even gymming for a dog.
So also, now you're losing yourself. Obviously.
Gym gives you stamina with sex, you know that?
Does it?
Yeah. Mm. You go for longer.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm wow. telling you.
And imagine if I gym regularly.
Yeah.
Snap.
Hey. No.
Look at you.
I'm a Sakai. Anyway, do I have any announcements? Yo, shout out to our patrons.
Before, no. Bro.
Yeah.
Esther Makangu's story, man.
Oh,
like,
yo. Yes. Yo.
Oh,
what kind of country, man? This country of ours, bro, is so, like, messed up. How do you rob a granny?
Yeah,
one who saw
explain who Esther is and whatever.
Esther Makangu is the Ndebele lady who's an artist. Ndebele artist who does the Ndebele patterns. Beautiful, you know, she's very stuff. Good at that. Mm. She's had worked with BMW before. She's, yeah. You know, she's done
she's
iconic stuff.
She's acknowledged everywhere. All
yeah,
over
she's
the
a
world.
Global
yeah.
artist that's an icon globally.
Yes, yes.
And she got robbed.
Last Someone weekend, eh?
robbed and assaulted.
Yeah.
She's got scars and shit.
She was beaten up.
Hey. Beaten up. Man, who
strangled. Wow, man.
No, man. Jeez.
What they happened to Ubuntu,
they took
bro?
A gun, even.
Yeah, and money.
And money, obviously. Like, yeah. Why is an old lady like that having a gun to begin with, you know? What kind of society is this?
For protection, man.
Where old women have guns. Of course, because I'm a girl could get raped.
Kind of, yeah, society. And look at just what happened to her. No, that's so sad.
Let me see the prep.
She was like left for dead, you know?
Let me see the prep our producer sent us.
In case we're forgetting anything.
Yeah. Gogo Esther, yes.
Gogo Esther.
Toss is apparently not doing well at all.
Who?
Toss.
Mlando guy.
The Mlando hitmaker.
What do you mean he's got a hit? He's booked.
Recently, he shocked his followers yet again this week through a live chat on Insta where he went live and burst into tears saying he needs love right now before switching off. Oh, shame. That sounds heavy.
Oh,
Jesus
man.
Christ. Shame, man.
Do you think it's like all the fame now and the gigs? It's getting
it's
too much.
I think it is.
You're not used to it, bro.
Even when you're used to it, it just comes with things that sometimes you're not equipped for and things you don't really want. You know what I mean? Like everybody's calling you. Some people, you know, demand things. Some people, everybody wants help. Everybody thinks you can help everyone. Mm. And some people are fake. You know, the industry's fake. Like it's such a fake. Probably people he's been sending tapes to 2 years ago are now calling him, like, come through to studio. Mm-hmm. Let's hang out. All that shit is fake, and it gets to you if you're a genuine person and a genuine spirit. Like, look at Ricky. The same shit he was complaining about, fakeness. It's fake.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
KZN government bans Lobola for 5 years.
How?
Mm.
Whoa, I saw that number fast, okay. Oh, I say Natali. What do you mean he's banning Lobola?
The KZN government has banned some parts of the province of paying Lobola for 5 years to curb the spread of the foot and mouth disease in that province.
How?
Yeah.
Wait, man.
Wait.
Let's break it down. I don't...
How does Lobola just...
You should be telling us you got lobolad.
Yeah, because maybe now I'm happy that I've got lobolad already, you know. Mm. Now why is it banned? For whole 5 years. Yeah.
Cows are sick, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's not like the drunk uncle putting his foot in the mouth during the negotiations.
So
oh, the
everyone.
Cows. It's the cows.
But
the
usually it's money. Like, you know.
No, the cows are sick now.
Yes, the cows I can understand, yeah. But I'm just saying sometimes lobola is also now financial, you know.
Yeah, but
it can
I mean,
be NFTs, what she's saying. It
they
can
slaughter
be
a cow.
But it happens, Naimtimbi, guys. There's different types of ceremonies.
But I think
happen.
In the rural areas of KZN somewhere, it's still like cows, like Maliti Gomo, Esbayeni, in the rural areas.
True.
I think that's why they're saying some parts, because it's literally, you know, an exchange of physical cows.
Moonchild song to be featured in FIFA 22. She's got a lifetime contract.
Man, that's old news though. Yeah.
What?
That's old news.
Yeah, that's old news.
No, she was on FIFA 21.
Oh, fuck. That's a new FIFA.
Another one.
Oh, wow. Shout out to Moonchild.
She's got a long-term contract.
Wow. Shout out to Moonchild. Whoa, shout out.
Drake invests in chicken feet business in South Africa. 10 chicken feet hits the shelves in South Africa.
Oh.
Drake.
And Mama.
Verify. Man, Google that story, man.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, Drake from Limpopo.
I know he wants to invest in waffles, not chicken feet. There's a Drake in Limpopo.
Yes. Okay, let me read the story. It's quite long. The chicken feet dish, one of Africa's special dishes, is now available in a can. An entrepreneur from Limpopo announced this week saying that he has started this business where he prepares a cans. It prepares and cans chicken feet and necks for those who love it. This means, just like tin fish, the preparation time will be cut short when preparing a meal. A 26-year-old Aaron Drake from Limpopo. Drake is a surname, yes. Yeah, but Drake is investing in waffles.
He wants to make a big injection into waffles. Cash injection, man. Fuck. I'm seeing comments a lot on waffles, like he's bigging it up. Yeah. Shout out to Uncle Waffles, man. You know, like Drake is your number one fan. That's beautiful. That's, and you know it's genuine. Like, I don't think a lot of people are saying it's sexual, but Drake likes them thick, though.
Yeah.
Like, the people are saying he wants to smash, but he likes them thick. I mean, his baby mama is a thick white woman, French woman. He smashed, like, the OnlyFans girls he smashed are thick. Keke, who used to be a porn star, is thick. He even got a new set of boobs afterwards. So, yeah, shout out to Uncle Waffles. I think it's genuine. You guys don't think it's genuine?
No, I think it's genuine. Could be genuine.
You think he wants bombs?
I think I'm getting R. Kelly vibes, man. She looks like a youngster, man. Like, when I see Uncle Waffles, I'm not thinking, let me smash here. And me and Drake are pretty much the same age, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Drake from Limpopo, you mean?
And then?
Has anybody ever heard Uncle Waffle speak? I've never heard him speak, bro.
I've never as well.
Shout out to that.
No, have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, shout out to her. On the BBC interview. She was doing a BBC interview in London.
Mm-hmm. How's the voice?
It's normal. It's a normal voice. She has a nice voice.
Yeah.
Imagine she had like a bass.
Yeah. Nice voice, Model C accent. Well, obviously, waffles.
It's in between.
Is it English? You know these Instagram girls.
No, she speaks well, Shem. She speaks well.
She speaks well, no?
Yeah.
Hey, these Instagram girls, they're hot until they start speaking.
Yo, like, I was surprised Eva's, you know, like, sounds like that. I was like, wow. No, but she did say, though, she's a rural girl. It's just that I don't know how they make that transition from to that super north, you know? Like, it's like, I'm like, why do you sound like that then? I thought you'd, even this girl, Ino, someone was like, why do you speak like that? Like, why is your English like that? You know, but your lifestyle is, you know what I mean? And it's the weirdest thing. They all seem to just, every time they switch on the mic, there's another one, like Lita Mali, you know? Sexy girl, always Insta Dubai, like, but when she speaks, I'm like, wow. It must take a lot of hard work.
Yeah, but English is not our mother tongue, man. Yeah.
True, though. It's just because we associate that thing with, like, you see your face when she speaks. You see, like, oh, Model C, hey. You know what I mean? But, yeah, girls, it's not. And shout out to them.
Anyway, man, we out of here. What do you want to say, bro?
Nothing. He spent the weekend, in prison.
Oh, Kankalax.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's out.
Yeah. No, I think he's spending the weekend. He's not out.
He spent the weekend.
That speech he made before the press
charges.
He's
going to appear on Monday. So that's...
Wait. The speech he made?
No, last night there was a speech he made.
Yes, outside of the prison.
Yeah, but I think he was about to get charged.
Yeah.
Oh.
He went in.
Yeah, I was like, let me address my people. And then...
For the weekend.
Yes.
Damn.
Crazy dog.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, this is the end of the beginning of the end.
Oh, you think so?
I think this is the start. They're going to make him a hero. They'll make him a hero now.
You're going to see. They're going to start bringing out files. Baby mama drama. He's not paying what.
But he should have known the space he's going into that is going to happen.
But they can fabricate shit. You know how it is. Watch. It's going to be a smear campaign.
But we live in an age. You see, it's not like, you see what Zola was saying with him back then. You didn't have Twitter to clear things out. You didn't have a podium to just call journalists and talk. So I think...
Bro, this is politics, dog.
It's dirty.
Yeah. So clearly he's pissing off the wrong people.
Yeah, but you know what? I like the way even his message, you know, when he was just like motivating his, you know, forces, saying things like, you know, at the end of the day, guys, it's not about me. Like, let the movement continue with or without me. It's just, it doesn't stop here. When the mission is like, let us just continue. like let Nhlanhla Lux multiply. It doesn't end with me, you know. And even just going as far as saying, guys, we're not gonna now ransack these go to loot and everything just because I'm in prison for the weekend. No. Continue, you know. Be safe, be disciplined and all.
Speaking of safe, I hope he's safe in prison, you know? That no one comes and, you know. And then, no, I'm talking about being hurt, like injured. I'm not talking about that. Okay. I'm pretty sure he's well guarded. And to the guys guarding him, don't drop the Lux.
No, Nhlanhla, right. No, Nhlanhla, don't drop the Lux.
That's the end of the show. Drop the show. The show is over.
Stop, nigga.
Close the show.
Hey, big shout out to Jody Jacobs. She's just become a Patreon for a whole year subscription. Shout out to Jody Jacobs, man. Look at that. $227.
That's so much.
Yeah, the whole year.
Like 5 point something K, 6K. Yeah. Whoa, shout out. That's the support. That's a chiller right there.
Yeah, man.
That's a chiller.
Yeah,
that's a chiller.
100%,
wow,
man.
What support.
Woo. All right. Also, Granger's available at Midrand Cosworld. Oh, yes, we are there.
One tops at a time.
One tops at a time.
We'll go national soon, man.
So I posted in the WhatsApp group that if you're a chiller and you got a tops near, you must get the manager's number. Uh-huh. And then we'll call them so they can store it.
Simple.
It's that easy, actually.
Simple. Yes, guys.
Because a lot of people in Cape Town are asking for Granger, man.
Mm. Yeah.
Every time I post, like, Granger now in Midrand, like, fuck you, where's Cape Town?
We are. No, national demand. Actually, all over the country. People be like, where's PE? And Deben, and there.
So, help us, man.
So, guys, help us.
Just send us the manager's number on the WhatsApp line.
Yeah, please.
And then we'll call them and
just
make it happen.
This is the tops. This is the manager. Please, you can contact them.
Boom, we're out of here.
Peace.
Sweet. Love you.